Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined by Joanne Hamrick, who is a human resources consultant and an adjunct instructor at Valencia College. Joanne, for 18 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about you, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Joanne, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today. So I wear a few different hats in the human resources arena. I'm a human resources consultant focusing on employee relations, leadership development, and compliance mostly. But I'm also an adjunct instructor with Valencia, where I teach students how to develop their resumes and also prepare for interviews. And I'm a volunteer coach and instructor with Jobs Partnership, which is a nonprofit whose mission is to inspire and equip people for success at work and life, which they carry out through a class called LifeWorks, and it's a free biblically based training program. So if you know anyone interested or need something like that, or you'd like to serve yourself, it's a new class starts on August 29th and it's jobspartnership.org. Mm. That's somewhere that I absolutely love to serve, and it's amazing. So changes lives. But moving on, so as I was considering New Leaf's core purpose and just kind of thinking today about what I would talk about, I was reminded of a statistic, Mark, that you shared at one of your trainings that I recently attended. Mm-hmm. And you said, and let me read that, 97% of leaders agree that their actions have a direct impact on workplace and team culture and ultimately employee engagement. Mm-hmm. And that just really struck me that day. And I think 97% of leaders know their actions impact employee engagement. And it just made me think, wow, if so many leaders, and maybe I'm misinterpreting that, but if so many leaders understand their impact, why do we still hear stories where their actions don't reflect this knowledge? Mm-hmm. And so I could probably share several, but I'll just share a few today. One employee told me about a leader who focused on the employee's weaknesses, talking about like the Clifton strengths, just mm-hmm. to highlight her own strengths. And then another leader who was actually in HR, which just makes me so sad to think of, she dismissed an employee's idea as stupid directly to her face. And in one company, when feedback scores were low, the leader reminded the employees of everything leadership was doing for them and then defensively asked the team, so what else do you want? So nobody spoke up, obviously. So these are just a few examples, but they highlight a crucial point. And that many leaders may know their actions matter, but clearly they don't realize the impact of their behavior. So what can we do? So I think first as leaders, it's important to really reflect on our own leadership style. And I know there's no single best style, and that a leader can even modify their style based on the circumstances of the situation or what they're leading. But successful leaders usually share certain traits and behaviors. So here's a few questions that leaders can reflect on. Am I leading by example? Do I demonstrate integrity, respect, a strong work ethic, and a positive attitude? Am I clearly communicating the vision and goals? Do I encourage open communication? And very important here too is, do I actively listen? You can't just encourage open communication, but then not listen and do anything about it or take any action on that. So also asking, when I ask for feedback, say in a meeting, does anyone speak up? And if nobody does, there might be an issue that you want to kind of consider. Do they feel open to share without fear of retribution? And then a couple other questions you could ask. So do I recognize achievements? Do I support growth and development? Do I show empathy and support? So those are just a few. There's so many things that you could do to self-reflect on that. But so now you may confidently answer yes to all these questions, right? I'm likely, if you're sitting here listening, you probably would. But it just can't stop there. We also have to consider the actions of the leaders who report to us, because they're the ones that directly influence the employees every day. So how would they answer these self-reflection questions? Good to know. Many times front leaders were promoted because they were great employees, but they may lack leadership training or experience. So do these leaders that are underneath you have the training they need? And probably most importantly, are you getting feedback from their employees to ensure they're transferring this knowledge into action? So I would encourage everybody just take a moment to reflect on your own actions as a leader, and those of the managers too that are underneath you, the other leaders underneath you, because our actions have profound impacts. And by being mindful and intentional, we can create workplaces that engage and inspire our teams. So thank you so much for having me today.
Wow. Joanne, I mean, on behalf of everyone who watches these back, thank you so much for your insights in helping people and organizations be their best. So many great takeaways from that that you shared. So thank you so much. Before we do sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of the website for any forthcoming professional development opportunities that we do offer on a regular basis, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, Mark.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.